Warmer weather is finally upon us, and if you're spending a lot more time outside these days, it's important to remember to check yourself for ticks. Gudars Malay heads the Center for Vector Biology and Zoonotic Diseases at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station, and he says climate change is the number one problem when it comes to tick and mosquito-borne illness.
We are seeing shorter and shorter winter time with milder temperature, not bitterly cold. Spring and summer is getting long. As a result, we are seeing that, unlike in the past, we are having tick season all year round. This is, to a certain extent, valid for mosquitoes as well.
The warmer weather is also bringing new species of ticks and mosquitoes to the region, carrying diseases other than Lyme or West Nile virus. You are listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Connecticut expands abortion access in the state. Student athletes can now enter endorsement deals and the state's investment in mental health. Those stories and more to come. I'm Sabrina Garone. Governor Lamont held a ceremonial bill signing yesterday to expand access to abortions in Connecticut. He says the law will also help make Connecticut a safe haven for women from other states who want abortions. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz says Connecticut will make itself available to women in states like Texas, Oklahoma, and Florida, where measures are expected to limit or ban abortions.
We are the safe harbor for those women, and we want women outside of our state to know that they are welcome in our state because we will help them with the health care that they need.
Lamont officially signed the measure into law last week to expand access to abortions by allowing nurses, midwives, and physician assistants to perform the procedure. The law also protects out-of-state patients who could be targeted under laws in other states. The measure will go into effect July 1st. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
A new Connecticut law permits student athletes in the state to use their schools' names, logos, mascots, and other trademarks in endorsement contracts. WSHU's Mike Lyle reports.
It's an update to a law that was created last year to allow college student athletes the opportunity to receive money from the use of their name, image, and likeness. The modification was requested by the University of Connecticut, which argued that it would align the state's policies with other states and help them recruit students. The use of any logo will still need to be approved by the school. Schools will also be required to create a policy on use of their logo as part of any endorsement deal. The measure takes effect in July. Mike Lyle, WSHU News.
Mental health has become a priority for many, especially since the pandemic, and now Connecticut is making a big investment in the mental health of residents. More on that coming up after headlines and a message from our supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
A shelter for homeless veterans in Yaphank on Long Island has closed after running for over 25 years. Veterans Place housed homeless adult veterans and helped them reintegrate into the community. It also served as a stepping stone until vets moved into a stable home where they could be self-sufficient. Officials say the shelter closed because significant strides are being made when it comes to addressing veterans being homeless. Acting New Haven Police Chief Renee Dominguez says she will retire on Saturday. This comes after a judge ordered her to resign because she has held the interim job for too long and failed to gain approval by the city's Board of Alders. Dominguez became acting chief last June and was on track to become the first woman to permanently lead the New Haven Police Department. The city's Board of Alders rejected her nomination in December amid concerns about an increase in violent crime. A New York State Supreme Court judge has upheld district maps for the state assembly. The Steuben County judge argued there wouldn't be enough time to draw a new map before the June primary. This comes after another state Supreme Court judge ruled the district maps for the U.S. House of Representatives and the state Senate were unconstitutional. A court-appointed expert has been tasked with redrawing the congressional and state Senate maps by May 20th. Governor Lamont has announced that $100 million in state funding will be used to support mental health services in Connecticut, WSHU's Mike Lyle reports.
Lamont says the goal is to provide support for those with mental health issues and their families, especially as they recover from the COVID-19 pandemic.
You see that reflected in addiction, you see that reflected in some violence, you see that reflected in domestic abuse, you see that reflected in a lot of different ways, and there's nothing more important than a shoulder to lean on, somebody say I love you, and giving people a little bit of hope.
The governor spoke outside the Hartford-based Village for Families and Children. They are among several facilities that will receive some of the funding. It offers 45 programs to help children and their families in the areas of mental health and wellness, substance use, and recovery treatment. The money to support the effort was approved during the recent legislative session. Mike Lyle, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen anytime online at WSHU.org or listen to us the old-fashioned way on the radio. Thank you so much for listening and for sharing this podcast with your friends. If you like what you hear, you can help us out by becoming a member at WSHU.org. That is going to do it for me today. I'm Sabrina Garone, and we'll talk tomorrow.